Atrocious defense from the Yankees, leading directly to a Dodger run in the fifth. In the air to left center field. Judge on the run. Dead sprint now to the track, and it's over his head. Puts in to score. Freddie Freeman for the plate, and this game has been turned upside down. Cracked in the air to deep center field. Judge retreats. He'll make the grab, but the Dodgers have come all the way back and taken the lead in game five. Start the party, Los Angeles! Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. We are not wearing costumes.
No.
Am I later, though?
Yeah?
Yeah. I got a big penguin costume. It's super easy and comfortable also. It's like wearing a big hoodie. Why not?
It's the closest thing I had to a costume I could just come up with.
If you find a hockey helmet and gloves, you could just go as Tim Connolly.
Yeah, that's cheating. Wearing a sports jersey on Halloween is cheating and not a costume.
What if you add the other elements?
Nope. It's not
helmet,
a costume.
Stick.
Cheating. Just know.
Come on.
Just know if you're... This is the Larry David rant to a point. If you are 15 and you're like, I'm going to put on my hockey gear and go out and get candy. I mean, I've done that before. That's not Halloween. That's cheating. That's lazy.
No.
And everybody knows that's lazy. Oh, well, I'm a lacrosse player. No, buddy. It's not a costume. You being you on a Thursday is not a costume.
What if it's like a zombie hockey player?
Fine.
That's
better.
That's
a costume.
What if it's depicting someone specifically? Like, what if... I'm trying to think. Like, what if I was in Pittsburgh and I had my Penguins gear on and I put my helmet on and I did all the other stuff and then I had the long, like, Yager hair? I'm wow. Early 90s Yager. Does that count?
That's, like, the minimum.
Still the minimum?
That's bringing a cake to a party and claiming you made it. That's the minimum.
Uh-huh.
Showing up with Schmegman's store-bought cookies. Here, I made cookies.
Yeah.
No, you didn't, but thanks for bringing the cookies anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, wearing the sports jersey, the minimum. It's
the minimum?
It's still cheating. I've done it.
I think I've done it, too. I think if you're adding the other elements, though, it's okay. I'm not saying it's, like, going to win the costume party.
No.
It's not going to get votes.
It means you didn't want to try, but you wanted to get candy.
Yeah. I mean, how hard am I trying? I have a penguin costume I just literally put on. It's like a big...
It's a costume.
Robe, almost.
People, put it this way. If you wore that to, you know,
it's okay. How about
a
this?
Public setting, would people say, like, why is that kind of penguin costume?
Right. If you wore it any other day of the year.
Yes.
If you wore a hockey jersey any other day of the year.
Hockey,
like, oh, that guy's just wearing a hockey jersey.
You wear your hockey gear.
Okay,
like, if Tage Thompson walked around his neighborhood in a Tage Thompson jersey and pads, we'd be like, why is Tage Thompson in his pads?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's your costume?
What if you just walked around in a t-shirt that said, I'm Tage Thompson?
All right, here's where you're going to put my brain in a pretzel. What if he got dressed up like, and he's like, I'm Yoki Haru? Like, well, I mean, I guess
that'd be funny.
That's a costume.
I think that would be funny. If Tage Thompson went as Henry Yoki Haru for Halloween, I think I would vote for that as the best costume.
I did once go to a Halloween party. My friend Paul was hosting a Halloween party, and I went as him. I went as him. Yes.
That's creativity, though.
Yeah,
that's good. I put on stuff he would wear, and I drew his tattoos on my arms, and I showed up. I put on a Yankees. He's a Yankee fan. He's pretty sad today, probably. I put on a Yankee hat, and I showed up to his party as very obviously him.
Mm.
It was a good costume.
That's like Jim going as Dwight in The Office.
Yes.
That happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good costume.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy Halloween, everybody. 74 today.
74. What a Halloween at 74. Also, what candy are we going to eat way too much of tonight? I got my eye on those Schmix bars.
Do you want to rank the candies like they are NFL teams? And let's just have a show where people call in and talk about candy like it's an NFL team.
Yeah, the whole day.
Like, listen, everybody knows Butterfinger is a contender. Every year, No matter what you're saying about Butterfinger.
That's where we're starting.
Butterfinger's a contender.
Butterfinger is a contender?
Yes.
Contender for what?
For the best candy bar.
That's not true.
Butterfinger's absolutely a contender.
It's not for the best candy bar. It's fine.
You probably haven't had a Butterfinger in like 8 years.
I've had a Butterfinger.
Why? Because you like it so much?
They're fine. they're fine. They're third tier Halloween candy.
Third tier.
Yeah, like they're not at the bottom of the bag when I'm wrapping things up after a week. But when I'm like they're behind a bunch of others like that I'm getting to first.
Like
Twix.
Twix is fine.
Like Kit Kat. I'm getting to Kit Kat
first. Kit Kat's good, yes.
Yeah.
Kit Kat's good.
I'm getting to Milky Way before I'm getting to Butterfinger.
I don't know. That's a stretch.
I think I'm definitely getting to Snickers first.
Reese's Cups? How do you land on those? Because they're not technically a candy
bar. Well, if we're just going bars, we're going to put the cups in a different category.
But there's only one cup.
That's right. It's like FCS, and then we've got the conferences. Right?
Right.
FBS and the conferences. So Reese's Cups I would listen to as number one in all of college football, but not in the same division.
They're in a different conference.
Yeah, different conference.
Yeah, Bars is the SEC, right. And
Reese's Cups
are over in
Notre Dame. Reese's Cups are
Notre Dame. They're independent.
Yeah, because how many other cups are there?
There's the Mallow Cup.
Right.
But that's Air Force.
Right.
Right.
Is Air Force not in a conference right now?
Or maybe they are.
No, they're in the Mountain West.
There you go.
Who else is independent? Anyone?
Somebody.
UMass? Someone else is independent. That's Mallow Cups.
AAU. Mallow Cups are AAU.
Okay. That's probably the only other cup, though, that I could think of. The Heath Bar. The Crunch Bar.
If you're putting the Heath Bar above Heath Bar, Butterfinger.
So underrated.
The Heath Bar is so close to Butterfinger.
But it's better.
Yeah.
It's better.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's cleaner.
Then we got the conferences that are like your Starbursts, your Skittles.
Yeah, that's the Big Ten.
Your fruit-based imitations.
Yeah, that's the Big Ten.
This is where I used to, if you guys don't know, when Howard was here, he never had Skittles or Starbursts because he was too afraid that they tasted like fruit. He'd never had them. Never had.
How far that went?
Yeah.
That's how deep that his hatred of fruit went.
Yes.
He wouldn't eat a red Skittle?
Right. He never had apple pie because he was afraid. He's like, why would I eat it? I don't like apples. That's right. This man's... Yeah, went that far.
Jeez. I don't eat ketchup because I don't like tomatoes. Like, just... You got to jump through that at
some
point.
Bottom of the barrel Halloween foods. If you get it in your bag, you're donating it. I'll start.
Go ahead.
I'm ready to make people mad here.
There's an easy number one for me on this.
Smarties?
No.
Whoa.
No.
Who needs Smarties?
I'm not against, I don't mind Smarties.
Smarties are...
A couple weeks ago, there was a little bucket out in the bistro here at the studio. For whatever reason. Hey, it's September. There's a bucket of Smarties here.
Because they're so worthless.
I'm gonna
grab like, we found these in a closet. Who wants them?
They were gone within a day.
They would survive a nuclear holocaust here. Here's Smarties.
No, they wouldn't because people would eat them, I think.
True or false, you'd rather have Sweet Tarts every time. Yes.
Yes.
You'd rather have
I'd rather
runts.
Have Sweet Tarts.
You'd rather
every
have
time.
Skittles.
What's a runt? What do you.
Runts?
Runts are great.
Runts are very good.
Except the banana. Throw those in the garbage.
Little, like,
fruits.
Like fruit shaped candies.
They're hard.
Okay, those, yeah. Do you agree on this, though?
Those are okay.
Pick out the banana ones. I'm out on those.
I know
throw
that that's. I know that's a take, but that's
terrible.
That's not mine.
They're terrible.
That might be right.
Yeah.
Like pretzels and trail mix. Like, why are they here?
Just something else is better doesn't mean that I can't, you know. That I can't have the Smartie. Maybe I don't always... Spree also would be better than Smarties in
right,
this
this is why I'm getting...
But sometimes I don't have Spree.
Spree are bottom... Or Smarties are bottom of the barrel.
The Chewy Spree, by the way, are addicting.
Skittles, better.
Absolute bottom of the barrel, though.
Fruity Mentos, better than Smarties. True or false? True.
Fruity Mentos?
Like, not the mint ones, but the fruit Mentos? Yeah.
I don't consider those a Halloween candy, though.
Oh man, if you get Mentos, you go get.
I don't think I've ever remembered getting one of those in my Halloween bag, ever. Fruity Mentos.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't remember getting those.
They're great. Smarties, bottom of the barrel.
No, the absolute worst number one that everyone universally needs to agree on is that Whoppers are the worst Halloween candy.
Oh boy,
Whoppers are at the bottom of every child's Halloween candy bag every single year. Yes, Whoppers.
All right, help me remember.
There's no greater universal. November 10th. You're going to your Halloween bag. Like, oh, what's left in here? And there might be like three Tootsie Rolls and a couple of Dum Dum Suckers, and then there's just 50 Whoppers.
Help me real quick. As is someone that's out of practice on Whoppers v. Milk Duds. Milk Duds are the ones with like the malt in them, and Whoppers are the ones that are a little chewy?
No, Milk Duds are the chewy ones.
Okay.
Milk Duds are the ones that will stay in your teeth until November 10th.
Gotcha. Whoppers are more of a sponge candy consistency.
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
It's like milk chocolate covered chalk.
Right.
Basically, that, is how I would describe
a Whopper.
You know
what? I'd say that's not an inaccurate description.
Yeah, it's like somebody took the leftover chalk that's too small now to use on the chalkboard at school, and we just decided, hey, let's cover that in chocolate and put it in a bag for kids at Halloween. That's what a Whopper is, pretty much. You would never eat the interior of a Whopper on its own.
The interior of a
Whopper. Never. If it wasn't chocolateless Whoppers, no.
This is why Smarties are bad. There's no differentiating between the exterior and the interior. It's just a hardened version of powder. There's no differentiation.
Ooh, is a Smartie just the inside of a Sweetheart?
Yes, and...
But without the shell?
Not only that, are there flavors of Smarties, or are they all the same exact flavor but different colors?
I think they're all the same flavor.
Right.
I think, though, that's true of a couple things that you don't realize that it's true of. Although, actually... No, I'm thinking of cereal.
Like M&M's are all the same flavor?
M&M's are all the same flavor. I think I'm thinking of cereal, though, like how Fruit Loops are all the same flavor.
That's probably right.
Yeah, no, I think
I don't think there's a big cornucopia of flavors in Fruit Loops.
Yeah, I don't think there's a different covered Smartie. The Skittles and the Starburst, though, are definitely different flavors.
8030550. In order to make this an appropriate sports conversation, which candy is Josh Allen and which candy is, who do I want here, Aaron Rodgers? Lot of reputation, ooh, not a lot of delivery. Ooh. There we go. With Smarties. They've been around forever.
Then, okay, so we're going with the old
in
there.
It's just a lot of, there's a lot of, they exist, so people must think they're good, but they're not.
Okay. I might want to go with Josh Allen is like the...
Starburst? The red Starburst. He's the red Starburst.
Josh Allen is Sour Patch Kids.
I'll listen to that.
Sour Patch Kids are great. You get a bunch of different things, right? Because he can run, he can jump over people, and if you have too many of them, you get your sugar high, right? Sugar high. Like you can eat so many more Sour Patch Kids than you're supposed to. Whereas, what are we giving Rodgers? He's a
Smarties.
Like
there's really nothing. There's nothing there. They won't go away. You're going to see them again and again and again.
Yeah, see, like, I like Smarties. I will never just sit, though, and eat way more Smarties than I'm supposed to. Sour Patch Kids, if there's, like, that could be dangerous. I could definitely eat way too many Sour Patch Kids.
Put it this way. You're offered a lifetime supply of Smarties, okay? And it's a silent auction. You're at a golf tournament. There's a lifetime supply of Smarties.
Uh-huh.
How much would you bid for that?
For a lifetime
supply
of
Smarties. What's your bid?
It's way too early for this type of thinking. What would I bid for?
Would you even write your name down and just be like, nah, I don't need that?
No, I'd bid on it.
Be a great conversation piece.
Every Halloween, I've already got candy taken care of what I'm giving out. Also,
right. You should have to store it in your house.
I'd bid like
the Smarties room.
I'd bid $300.
$300.
I would bid $300.
Wow, I'm gonna buy a lot of Smarties. I'll take $300 from you right now. And I'll give you Smarties every day. And by day six, you'd be like, I've had the previous five packs. I haven't opened them yet.
Oh, I would have opened them
$300. I thought your answer was going to be like $8.
No. $300.
Wow.
I'm not allowed to resale, I'm assuming. I gotta keep them for myself. Looking at some, like, what if we're doing quarterbacks, who's like the most boring quarterback in the league right now?
What'd you say? The most boring quarterback in the league.
Not even necessarily bad, just
boring.
Just boring.
I mean, Rodgers is up there. Who is boring? I got to think about
Kirk
that.
Kirk Cousins?
No, he's fine.
Okay.
He's
Bryce Young.
He's just terrible, right?
Who's boring?
Bryce Young is like the candy that comes on the paper.
You're saying who's your Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
I've got it, and that's, congratulations. It's better than not having candy.
Plain Hershey bar.
Fair.
Is Derek Carr.
I'll accept.
It's there. I'll eat it. It's fine. I'm never excited.
Yeah.
Never excited to see a plain Hershey bar. No, yeah, Bryce Young is like, do I have that right? You know the candy?
He's like now and later.
You know the candy that's stuck on the paper?
Yeah, the now and laters.
Now and laters do that.
Peel it out.
Yeah, that's Bryce Young.
You get a piece of paper stuck on it, and you're like, well, now what do I do? Do I eat it, or what do I do?
Or Junior Mints, which are also just terrible. Toothpaste-covered chocolate.
It is. It's like a peppermint patty.
Junior Mints. Which is also terrible.
People coming after candy corn.
Candy corn's not really a Halloween candy either, though.
Isn't it only a Halloween candy? Could you find candy corn in June?
I think you find candy corn in November.
I think you can find candy corn at any time because no one will eat it and it just sits on the store shelves.
I don't mind candy corn.
I'd like you all to respect me during this very difficult time, but I think candy corn is fine.
I think candy corn's also fine. Yeah, I don't mind.
Wow.
No, really.
Look at us, a candy corn show.
I might walk out of this room.
Same thing, it's like Smarties. If it's out there on the table, I'll grab a couple, but I'm not going to town on a bucket of candy corn.
I could eat one piece of candy corn a year, and that would be too much.
Hmm. Yeah, I could.
That's a popular take. Most people don't. I think a lot of people do not like candy corn.
Candy corn is probably the. I've put on Twitter, worst Halloween candy. What is it? And candy corn probably will get the most mentions.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other answers. Good and Plenty. That's a good answer from Carl. Good and Plenty.
They're the worst.
Not to be confused with Mike and Ike. Mike and Ike, amazing.
Yeah. Payday also is terrible.
Right.
Payday is like someone dropped the stick of caramel on the ground at the factory and it just rolled up a bunch of peanuts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Bit of Honey. Couple more answers.
I don't know what that is. Bit of Honey.
Bit of Honey?
No.
It's the thing. It looks like it was wrapped by actual bees, and when you put it in your mouth, you are committing to having the inability to talk for like 3 days. That's what Bit of Honey is.
Okay. Like,
it is a rock of honey.
Okay.
Generic bulk candy is the worst. Peanut butter kisses are the worst. We got some more here. Yellow Laffy Taffy. Anyway, you can chime in with that if you want.
A lot of these are good, you know? Airheads, great.
Airheads are great.
Airheads are tremendous.
Yes.
Nerds are tremendous. Especially now, the best fruit candy out there right now are the Nerds gummy clusters.
Someone wrote in.
Which I remember from last year at training camp. I think Dalton Kincaid is like obsessed with those.
Yeah, I got introduced like to the gummy
degree.
Nerd clusters this year, and I felt like I
they're incredible.
Saw God. Yeah, it was nuts. Nick wrote in, the Josh Allen of candy is gummy nerds. And that might be right. I might allow that.
I'm into that.
New on the scene and ready to dominate.
Someone else wrote in, the Josh Allen is Pop Rocks.
Okay.
Pop Rocks, though, aren't like, they're just, they're a trick play. They're,
that's right.
They're not actually that good. I don't want them all the time, but like, yeah, once in a while, trick play.
Pop Rocks are a hook and ladder.
Yes.
Like,
right.
Ooh, look at this.
Right. But if I start doing it too often, like, what are we doing here? Pop
happy,
Rocks.
Happy Halloween. Gene in Delaware, you're chiming in early. Gene is up early and ready on Butterfingers. Hey, Gene, good morning.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are on a sugar high so early in the morning. So let's go. So I was going in a different direction, though. I go, like, all that sugary crack candy that you're talking about, like the gummies and all that other crap, that's not what I was going for. I was going for actual candy bars. So when I think, and I hope you like this idea, when I think of Josh Allen, I think of a Snickers because he's everything. He's a meal. He can be a dessert. It can go anywhere. So a Snickers is solid. That's a solid candy bar, man. It shows up every day when you're hungry, whenever you want it.
Yep.
Now let's go.
And sometimes doesn't get enough credit, Gina. I'll even go there, right?
Okay. I agree. So now, wait a minute. Y'all going to like this one. You know who Aaron Rodgers is when it comes to chocolate candy?
Hmm.
He's a Three Musketeers, man. Because on the outside, it looks good. It looks solid.
Yep.
But when you bite into it, it's nothing but fluff.
Yep. Boy, that's good.
You're like, give me more, because that ain't nothing.
Yep.
So there you go. Josh Allen is the Snickers of the world. And Aaron Rodgers is nothing but a fluffy Musketeers bar. Go, Bills!
Thanks, Gina. Strong start.
That's a great start.
As soon as you said Three Musketeers, I'm like, this has been nailed.
Yeah.
This is exactly right.
I was wondering where she was going with that, because I actually do like Three Musketeers, but that is so good. The fluff.
Do you like it, or do you think, like,
no, I like
ooh,
it.
A candy bar, take it back.
No, I do really like
it's
it. I like Three Musketeers.
Nougat.
But nougat's good. Nougat is good. Yeah, I'm in on the Three Musketeers campaign. Ranker.com, someone pointed out to me, you can vote, and this is like where people can vote, like 17,000, you hit arrow ups, arrow downs. Guess where they have Butterfinger ranked? On all candies, this includes like all iterations of candy. 47th. Like, come on. Where? This is what the people are saying. 47th
for Butterfinger. Is this just on purchases or actual?
No, this is just people. Like, you can hit the arrow up or the arrow down, and it moves up and down, like, ranking-wise, whether you like it or not. It's behind Laffy Taffy.
Different category.
Ring Pops.
Get out of here.
Andy's Chocolate Mints. It's behind. Toblerone.
That's classy.
Toblerone's very good. Peanut butter M&M's, that's also not that
undefeated.
Bad. Werther's is way too high on this.
Anyone seen a Toblerone not in an airport?
I've never actually seen a Toblerone unwrapped.
Oh no, they're so. Do you've never had a Toblerone?
No, it just looks too classy for me.
Oh, you got to try a Toblerone.
The big triangular box.
I grew up on Toblerones. They're so good. Oh,
I grew up on Toblerone.
They're like the triangle pyramids. They're kind of interesting. Like, you got to know how to eat them. You got to go base first. If you start at the triangle part, you could actually like hurt your tooth.
Yeah.
You got to know how to eat them. You got to start base up and then get to the little triangle pyramid after that. Delicious.
I can't decide if it's crazier that you ate a Cobb salad in a movie theater or would pay $300 for a lifetime supply of Smarties.
Look at this tweet that we've put out. I believe I would win the auction right now.
Yeah.
I believe I would win it with $300. Maybe I win a little high.
He writes down $300 first. There's not another bid the rest of the way. Yep.
Yeah, $25 appears to be the second highest bid at this point in time.
803-0550 if you want to have a little fun with us. We got plenty to get to.
And we have a sugar high yet because there's no candy out in the bistro yet, which I do expect to happen at some point today.
We're going trick-or-treat.
Halloween is the day that everyone comes into work with a bunch of candy. Or actually, is that the next day?
And I'm going to have to try...
Maybe that's the next day because people are bringing in their leftovers from home so it doesn't just sit there and they eat it. Maybe that's what happens.
I'm bad at resisting candy. All those fun size bars.
Same.
I'm eating a million of them.
Ooh, Rolos. Terrible. Rolos are good.
Rolos. Rolos way down the list.
No, Rolos are good. Rolos above Butterfinger.
We got a football game tonight.
I can't wait.
Spooky affair. Shocker, the Jets are on in primetime again. There you go. The Jets and Giants are...
That can't happen many
aren't
more
they
times,
like
right?
1-13 or 1-19 at MetLife Stadium in the last 2 years?
I think that's right. They've also scored 6 touchdowns there combined all season.
So the
this has got to be it, though, right? How many primetime games have they had? They can't have any more.
I know that was early. They had a lot. And they host the Texans tonight. No Diggs. I don't know if Nico Collins is back yet.
Yeah. Wow, tickets as low as $16. Yeah, they play this week on Thursday Night Football, and then in 2 weeks they play the Colts on Sunday Night Football.
Jeez.
That's going to get flexed out.
Yes, that one is going to get flexed out.
And then they have all 1 o'clock games.
So speaking of the Colts, we have a Colts guest at 8:30. I know the Bills play the Dolphins this week, and we'll probably do a Dolphins guest tomorrow, but the Colts are making a change at quarterback, so we're going to chat about that with Zach Hicks of Locked On Colts coming up at 8:30. The change in Indy, which seems to be a league-wide conversation about, like, how could you do this? And there's lots to get to. There's actually I'm seeing Josh Allen's name being mentioned in the conversation a lot as, hey, what about the Bills and what they did? And I thought Shopin Bulldog had a really interesting conversation about it yesterday. So we'll probably open that up a bit. You want to give us a call on some candy? We'd love it. Why not? It's the day of the year. Also, should probably talk scary movies at some point. I'll tell you the scariest movie, of course, that lives number one in my mind forever and won't be moved off that. And that I'm probably never going to watch a scary movie again.
Never again?
I wonder. I'm not sure. I really don't.
When's the last one?
I don't know.
If you do this tonight? Before the Jets and...
Part of it is I don't have any time. That's part of it.
What about one of these shows? These horror shows that are out now.
Yeah, I watched American Horror Story for a couple seasons.
All right.
I'm not much after that. 803-0550. Ooh, I'm looking at Canadian Smarties versus American Smarties look very much better. All right, 803-0550 to join us on Halloween. Happy Halloween. It's going to be beautiful out there. 74 degrees, a little bit of wind today. Joe and I have some wind golf to recap as well. You can join us here on Thursday, Halloween. Happy Halloween.
It didn't. I mean, he knows that he can't do that in that situation. You know, that's part of the growth and the development process that we go through. And again, I think Joe gives us the best chance right now going forward.
Shane Steichen on Anthony Richardson. Talking about his helmet tap and why he got pulled out and why he's not the starter. Richardson said he was not told why he is no longer the starter, just that this is how it is. Michael Pittman, receiver of the Colts, found out on social media. Which, yeah.
The Colts, like a team announcement?
The Colts seem to have a routine where players are not finding out the proper way. There's another example of this. I forgot what it was already, so apologies for that. But
they don't like cue their players
before it happens. Seem to have organizational communication down. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. The Dodgers win the World Series. It is Halloween. We're talking quarterbacks as candy, to be very, very cliche.
Which candy is Anthony Richardson?
Anthony Richardson is
wild, super inconsistent, but you get some big plays.
Okay.
Big stuff.
Anthony Richardson is, they put a homemade cupcake in your bag. Like, this might be great, but I don't trust it right now.
A homemade, well, like in like Saran wrap,
a homemade
or something?
Brownie in Saran wrap in your bag.
Okay,
this might
anything
it,
homemade.
Yeah,
maybe.
It might be great, but I'm not going to find out. I don't think I can trust it.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't even know how much I'd want to trust it in the first place. How much would I trust it? Do even try it?
I had him in so many dynasty leagues, and I traded him in a bunch before this season, and kept him in a couple. He's got a lot of ability. There's no doubt about that. There's a couple throws that'll, you know, like you said, drop your jaw. But at the same time, I don't have a problem with what the Colts are doing. They're a good enough team to move to Flacco. And it's not nothing that Flacco last year was amazing. And this is a point about Josh Allen. So you're seeing a lot of Josh Allen takes out here. And we'll get back to your calls in a moment. Josh Allen, and well, he was bad at the start. And the Bills built around him. And they brought him along. And they were patient. And they really were. But, you know, we all lived through it, and I contend the Bills never really had a time where they had to be that patient with Josh. He was kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
His rookie season, there were bumps. His second season, he was fine. And by his third season, he was great.
This is where I don't know how different on the field it is from his rookie year.
Where it's different, and this is a point that I heard Chopin Bulldog make, and I liked it a lot. Where it's different is the player that they can put in. Mm-hmm. When Allen got hurt, and in Houston.
Yeah.
The other quarterbacks were Nathan Peterman and Derek Anderson.
Right. There was nobody.
There was no Joe Flacco goes in and the offense is on schedule and all the players are happy. It was, let's get that kid back in here because at least we saw some exciting stuff. Right. Derek Anderson, his stats with the Bills that stretch, he was 42 of 70 for 465, no touchdowns and four picks.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the four games that Allen missed, they did not score an offensive touchdown. They lost to Indy, 37-5. They lost to New England on a Monday night, 32-6 maybe.
They couldn't do anything.
They were dreadful. And the difference is when Richardson goes out, the Colts look like a better team.
Right.
Now, that's the Colts have themselves to blame for that, for having Joe Flacco as the backup.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reality of the NFL right now, where backup quarterbacks, sometimes you're better off having a guy that stinks but is nice to the guy than the better quarterback.
This is where I don't know how much I want to believe that. I don't want to believe Steichen at all, that the helmet tap has nothing to do with it. Because if you are, or that something with his character or his work habits behind the scenes aren't the reason. Because he is super young, super inexperienced. They would have known that. He's raw when they picked him in the top five. He's younger. I heard Chopin Bulldog say this yesterday. He's younger than Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback at Colorado. Like, this dude is super young, super inexperienced, and, okay, he is horrible with consistency. He completion percentage under 50% is dreadful. He has a better yards per attempt than Kyler Murray on the year. His big-time throw percentage on the season, Josh Allen is the only player in the league with a higher big-time throw percentage. His average depth of target, this is just how he's playing. There's no player in the league that's over 10 yards on average depth of target. Richardson's at 13.3.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Like, he's just chucking it deep. But he's completing some of these to the point where he has the same yards per attempt as Mahomes because he is getting big plays. You don't let that guy work that out? You don't let that guy kind of learn on the job, the consistencies, the easy stuff? Because that's, maybe this is the Allen part of it. Allen went away while he was injured, and then he got better at the little stuff. He got better at the, hey, you need to be consistent at the short intermediate stuff, the routine plays. You can't make mistakes on that. And Richardson, I feel like that's all he's got to do. Like, he makes wow throws almost every week, but is he going to get better at keeping the offense on schedule and getting better at the routine stuff by sitting on the bench for the next 9 weeks?
Stephen Ruiz pointed out his EPA per dropback among rookies through 10 starts.
Mm-hmm.
The following, I mean, there are a bunch with a worse number. Like Bo Nix is worse in his first 10 starts. But also, Josh Allen, Carson Palmer, Tua, Trevor Lawrence, and Matthew Stafford have a worse EPA per dropback in their first 10 starts than Richardson.
Yeah. That's where I don't want to believe him. Because I'm not saying it's going well. I just don't think it's going so horrifically bad that it warrants him being pulled after six games.
His completion percentage, like his EPA per dropback, like you said, has been pushed up by his scrambling and running, which a lot of guys do now, and his
downfield stuff. Yeah.
His off-target percentage is what is super high.
Mm-hmm.
16% of his throws are just off-target. That's up there with Justin Fields of this group of young quarterbacks. Right. Like Allen and Carson Palmer and Matthew Stafford at this time had like a zero. Like they were fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't about missing throws that were available. It was just, you know, those guys were working it out. No one likes to bail on a guy too early.
That's all I'm saying is if it was for just on the field reasons, this is very early given who he is, what his skill set was when he came in, his age, his experience even in college. He played 1 year. I feel like the Colts, if this was only on the field, I feel like they don't know what they had.
Let me ask you this then, and then we'll get some calls. How do you square this timeline with the Jordan Love timeline?
Who sat for what? Was it 3 years?
3 years.
Yeah.
So if that works and has worked at times, Rodgers did this, sat for a while, and then started. Why can't a team play a guy, say like, all right, not ready yet, sit him,
wait
a year, and then he starts next year after a full year of reps. The only difference between this timeline and the Jordan Love timeline is you would have had some reps to show you, oh, there's a lot of good stuff here. When Jordan Love is sitting for 3 years, you get nothing. But no one gets mad about that.
Right.
You only get mad when the guy goes in and comes out.
Yeah.
How different is it really?
That's probably right. Just how often do you see a guy go in and then out? Or, go out and then come back in? You know what I mean? Like, if that wasn't their plan from the get-go, then what are the odds they'll go back to him, I guess, and have a full commitment? Because
next year they'll have to, because Joe Flacco is going to have to retire at some point. Like,
yeah.
Next year,
are they going to have nobody behind Anthony Richardson next year that's worthy of this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Dan in Pittsburgh. Hey, Dan, good morning. Happy Halloween.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I guess you guys were talking about Richardson. So before we get into the really important stuff of talking about what candy different quarterbacks are, I will say that I don't really think that makes much sense. But I just feel like when you draft a guy specifically to be a project, you should kind of roll with that project. But I don't really care about the Colts too much.
Next week,
yeah.
Yep, exactly. But for quarterbacks being candy, I was thinking that Aaron Rodgers would be candy corn, but only if candy corn was in the front of the stores and pushed on a year-round basis.
Yeah.
And for Josh, I'd say Josh is like a hot tamale.
Hot tamales are good. Hot tamales are like the Mike and Ike's, except they are, you know, the cinnamon,
yeah,
spicy.
I'm just not a cinnamon guy. That's going to be tough for me. Not a cinnamon guy. That's where I might differ here, is you need a candy that everybody loves, because everybody loves Josh Allen. Everybody loves watching Josh Allen play football. So I need something that everybody... Hot tamales are too niche. There's too many people that just won't go near it.
803-0550.
Nerds gummy clusters is why that's perfect, because everybody that's ever had one, there's no other opinion. You love them if you've ever had one.
It is Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. Jeremy and Joe with you on WGR. We'll talk with Sal. We'll talk with Zach Hicks, who covers the Colts, on this Richardson decision. And if you want to also join us, you know, on the Halloween stuff, or also on what you remember from Josh's growth. Imagine a Colts fan calls you and says, how did it go for you, right? Like quarterback relationship advice. What was it like? Did you ever have this time where you thought maybe he should sit down? Like, what would you tell him? What do you remember about it? Because my memory of it was pretty smooth the whole way. It never got contentious. We were all just, this guy looks like he's a lot of fun. And then by the time it would have been time for him to step up, he did. Very easy. Kind of like Mahomes. Mahomes sat for a year and then went and threw 50 touchdowns. Like, not much to talk about. Jaden Daniels, not much to talk about. Oh, that's the guy. Doesn't always happen that way, but I feel like it more often does. You can give us a call, 803-0550. Steve will get to your call if you can stick with us. Sal, coming up. Scott Pienowski, some Yahoo Sports Fantasy Halloween on WGR. Happy Halloween, everybody. I heard it's Vanilla Ice's birthday on the drive-in.
Vanilla Ice's birthday?
Yeah.
How old would he be at this point?
57.
57?
57. 803-0550, our number. Jeremy and Joe on Halloween. Sal coming up top of the hour. We'll get to the injury report and all things Bills heading into this game with the Miami Dolphins.
Maybe he'll have some emotion on the World Series, too, from last
year. Yeah, Yankees blew it. Which is worse? Which is worse, Judge's drop or Garrett Cole not covering first?
I think the not covering first.
I agree. I think that's worse.
It was especially because it was two outs, and then what happened after? That's so bad.
Yep.
It was definitely on Cole for not covering first?
Yeah.
It wasn't on Rizzo for not running to first?
Okay. No, I think that's on Cole.
Because I didn't know. And I know Cole made a gesture like run to first. But he stopped. So, tough.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you hate the Yankees, then you love to see it.
Steven Wheatfield. Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Happy Halloween. Good to talk to you. So I had a couple things on the candy, and as I was sitting on hold, you know, I thought of quarterbacks, but when it comes to the candy, Josh or Joe, you mentioned the Toblerone. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It was backfeeding.
No, go ahead.
So the Toblerone, Joe, you were talking about and how it's just like an elite chocolate bar. Like, so I don't know if you guys remember the restaurant Swiss Chalet.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Maybe this is how I actually started eating them. Go ahead.
So my grandma took me to Swiss Chalets when I was a little kid, and everybody was like, oh, I'm excited for the gravy and the rolls and the chicken. And I'm like,
Chalet sauce. Yeah.
I was excited for the Toblerone bar at the end of the meal. I didn't care about anything else. And I always thought the Toblerone was like the best chocolate bar. And I'm also from Montreal, and so I originally grew up with all the Canadian chocolate bars, and you guys were talking about the Canadian Smarties, which is like M&M's, but there's a different flavor to them, and they're phenomenal. And then there's a Wonder Bar, which is great. There's a Crunchy, which is like a chocolate bar filled with sponge candy, basically. So a lot of great chocolate bars up in Canada. And then you guys mentioned candy corn, and that just put a bad taste in my mouth instantly. I don't know if you guys know Lewis Black. He's the stand-up comedian. If you ever watch his bit on candy corn, you'll crack up. He talks about how all of it was made in 1911, and they've never made new candy corn. So nobody ever eats it. So it's great. But when I think of quarterbacks, the Toblerone actually makes me think of Josh Allen. And I think because when you look at him, you're like, this guy is just a beautiful quarterback. He's just everything you want with size, with strength, with speed, with now decision-making. So when you know, and then the presentation of the Toblerone is like phenomenal. And then when I think of bad quarterbacks or quarterbacks I don't like, Aaron Rodgers always comes to mind now because he's just hard to like. And I think of Almond Joys because I don't like almonds. And or what, I don't know, there's another one, but
Mounds.
When I think of Almond Joys, it doesn't matter what you add to an Almond Joy. Like if you put M&Ms on the outside, it doesn't matter. I'm always going to dislike it because there's almonds in it.
Yep.
And that's how I feel about Rodgers. So, you know, candy gets me excited. I hate that it does because it's bad for me. But good topic of conversation, guys, this morning. And enjoy the game Sunday. I'll be tailgating out there. So go Bills and have a good weekend.
Beauty, Steve. We'll see you out there. Yeah, I fully agree on the Almond Joys. I like almonds. I just don't want it in the candy. I would eat a chocolate-covered almond and tell you that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Almond Joy, and I like coconut.
No.
I like everything that's in the Almond Joy.
And I don't eat coconut.
I just don't want it
in my candy bars. None.
Sal, coming up.
You got to try a Toblerone. That is such a good description.
Do I have to wear a suit? Right. What do you do? Do you show up in a tuxedo and ask? Do they go behind a counter and say, they pick it up with gloves?
You don't need to wear a suit.
It looks too classy.
You feel like you're transformed to wearing a tuxedo when you eat a Toblerone. That's probably, it should be a commercial of theirs. You bite into a Toblerone and then you just instantly transform. You're in a tuxedo.
They used
you feel
to do
classy.
They used to do the peppermint patties, except you would bite into it and be on a ski slope. That was like that. That was the campaign because it's so refreshing. You'd be outside. Anyway. All right, Sal, when we get back, we'll get the latest on the Bills. Continue, wrapping some Halloween stuff. Bills practice, injury update, all coming up on WGR.